Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Lords Podcast with Will Rowe.
Well, welcome along and thanks for tuning in to this England v India Investec Test Match podcast special. Here's what's coming up.
I was kept in the team, I think, because of my ability to buy a round after the game.
So I'm going on a pork pie making lesson this evening after the match.
I know Stuart Broad. We were in the same year and he used to play against it. I was like, how is he playing for England?
Yeah, Lords is special. Anyone who's not been to Lords won't understand how special it is.
I'll say someone like Jeff Pollen probably fancies himself as a bit of a bowler.
I had more than 100 bottles of champagne. Where that come from, I have no clue till today.
When I throw, it doesn't go in the direction that I want it to, so I think the bowling would be dangerous.
A few voices you may recognise there. This podcast is being held in a very special place today. I'm actually perched up at the top of the pavilion, overlooking the ground at the close of play on the fifth day. In this edition, we're going to hear from some actors, presenters, entertainers, sportsmen and many more from what was a fantastic test match here at Lords. The first interview from the test was when Strictly met Downton. Downton Abbey's Jim Carter had left his butler duties for the day and was hanging out with Strictly Come Dancing's Anton Dubek. Here's Jim talking about his cricketing prowess.
I used to play for the National Theatre cricket team and I was a tea watchman. So if they wanted someone to hold out a couple of overs before tea, that was my job. And then they say, for God's sake, get out. Let a proper cricketer have a go. And I was kept in the team, I think, because of my ability to buy a round after the game.
There's something to be said for it.
Yeah, I was thoroughly inept, but just enjoyed it. I just loved the game. And luckily, I live right by Hampstead Cricket Club, so there's a chance to get involved there. And I love being involved in the game. The whole, a day like today, mixing with ex-internationals and Clive Radley, Mike Gatting, people like that, it's just brilliant, you know, for fans like us.
Yeah.
We're starry-eyed to be here.
And do you still play at all?
Anton is going to play in the Hampstead Cricket Club celebrity game. He's just selected himself.
I have. Yeah. I have, and I'm going to go in eventually. Which is my favourite position, and we'll have a great day.
Well, let's hope he does eventually get in that one. Jim Carter, who is the chairman of Hampstead Cricket Club, as he mentioned there in the interview, he mentioned it quite a few times actually, Hampstead Cricket Club, which is here near Lords, in fact, just in North London as well. A lovely place to play cricket. Now, one man who loves coming to Lords is Stephen Fry. He was tasked with ringing the 5-minute bell on day two, and Fry gave it some absolute welly, much to the delight of the packed house here at Lords. He then chatted to me straight afterwards about all sorts of things, but one of them was about pork pie making. That was because after the game, he was heading to the county of Leicestershire to learn how to make them.
One of the great things in that area is Melton Mowbray, which is famous for a couple of things. It's Stilton, of course, is very close to there, and pork pies. And I've always adored pork pies. I don't think a good, hearty tea is the same without a pork pie. And according to mood, with mustard or with chutney, stroke pickle, stroke salad cream, all kinds of things you can have with a pork pie. And I've never made one, and I've always wanted to. So I'm going on a pork pie making lesson this evening after the match.
Is there a science to it?
Yeah, there is. You use hot water and flour to make a very basic pastry, and you use the particular types of pork you use and mix them up. And then when it's cooling, you pour in a veal stock, which fills in all the gaps and goes all the way up the top, and as it then further cools, turns into the jelly.
That bit between the crust and
exactly.
The pork.
Yeah, you've got to get that right.
Rather bizarre conversation there with Stephen Fry about how he was going to go and make pork pies. Well, I hope he had a good time of it. It was a fantastic little interview with Stephen. He went into some impromptu TMS commentary at one point as we were watching the game from the committee dining room when Alistair Cook took a wicket, well, took the catch to bring India's innings to a close, how long ago that now seems. Now, later that day, I bumped into Tim Lovejoy, the former Soccer AM presenter, who now does a bit of Sunday brunch on Channel 4, was blown away by Lords. Take a listen.
Yeah, Lords is special. Anyone who's not been to Lords won't understand how special it is, but the atmosphere is great. I love all the traditions. I love the people here. It's just, it's just fantastic. It really is great. Today, I've actually been up in the media centre. I got taken up there to have a little look around, and that is phenomenal. That glass, the way it goes out to the pitch, it's like you're actually on the pitch. It's fantastic.
It's a bit weird. It's like a futuristic spaceship, isn't it, when you're up
good.
There?
It's good, and it's like a who's who up there as well. It's like cricket legend after cricket legend after cricket. There's a celebrity, there's another cricket legend. It's fantastic, yeah, really good.
Who did you get chatting to? Anyone?
Swanee today. Yeah? Yeah, had a lot of chat with Swanee, yeah, so had a big chat with him all about it. Can't say what he told me, though, because, you know, that's for the cameras, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll keep
radio in his case. He was doing test match special. Yeah,
we'll keep it discreet. And I just find like, do you play the game yourself?
Do you know him? I went through a stage at my school. I mean, I can play, but I went through a stage at my school where the teachers decided to go on strike and refused to do sport. So cricket was. We still managed to play football, but cricket was one of the ones they decided to stop. But if I was to play, I'm an all-rounder. I'm a half decent bowler.
Where did you come off a long run?
I like it. Not really. I used to play wicketkeeper for the school when we did do it, and I did a bit of bowling, but my batting is atrocious. So there you go.
Well, on the Saturday, we all woke up and came to the ground expecting the covers to be on and off, and then on and off again. You know, what with the weather forecast that was predicted, we were going to have thunderstorms and lightning and all sorts, but it didn't turn up. How wrong we were. A glorious afternoon of sunshine blessed the ground. One man who was very happy with that was muck-busted drummer Harry Judd, a genuine cricket fan. Harry tried to convince me that he's better than Stuart Broad. Well, kind of.
Funny story, really, because I was a couple of years into the band, into McFly. I sat in the band house watching England under-19s cricket with my three bandmates, just thinking, why is this guy into this sport? Because they'd never follow cricket. And so I'm there watching under-19s cricket, and I see this guy charging into bowl, and it's the commentator saying, and in comes Stuart Broad, and I'm thinking, I know Stuart Broad. He went to Oakham because I went to Uppingham, and we were in the same year, and he used to play. And so I was like, how is he playing for England? Because at school, like, he was just my height, he was short, medium-paced bowler, just dabbed it around a bit, left-handed bat, wasn't anything, you know, good technique, but nothing special. And I just thought, but then obviously he had this huge growth spurt, and suddenly what turned into, you know, on-the-spot medium pacer, suddenly an absolute gas, and turned into an absolutely incredible cricketer. And so that was quite a shock for me, really. Because, you know, I jumped up to the school first when he was still in his year group first.
So you were better than him.
This is what I'm claiming, yeah. I think it's safe to say he seemed overtook me quite quickly.
Harry Judd there, trying to claim that he was once better than Stuart Broad. Also with Harry were the England Rugby Union duo of Marland Yard and Mike Brown. I asked them which of their teammates were decent cricketers.
There's a lot of footballers, I can't think of cricketers.
I'll say someone like Jeff Pyne probably fancies himself as a bit of a bowler.
Some of the guys that went to the posh schools, I think, probably claim they're good cricketers. That wasn't me, but you went to a posh school, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, unfortunately. Yeah, but so yes, obviously the facilities are there, so you get to use them. But
we haven't played much cricket, so maybe we should get that involved and see who's good.
Yeah, get ourselves on it.
Yeah,
you should warm up with a game of quick cricket
It's usually football, so maybe we'll mix it up. We'll suggest it and get it involved.
Well, all the cricketers always throw a rugby ball about, so maybe you should just, you know, a few games of cricket. I don't know how that would look at Twickenham before a big test match.
But it'd be fun, though. Yeah, we'll get it going and see who's good.
It's quite an idea, that, the Twickenham full house and a game of quick cricket between the rugby players. I'm not sure if that's going to catch on. Well, anyway, on that Saturday, we also popped in to see Lisa Snowden, who was in great spirits in the Waitrose box. I asked her if she was into the sport. She seemed to be enjoying herself, and she was, well, thanks to her old man.
Well, he used to play, so I used to always go with my mum and we'd do all the cricket tees every Saturday and Sunday. So it's been a big part of my life.
What club was that with?
It's down in Welwyn Garden City.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, yeah. So a little like local little team. But yeah, and we used to go, you know, when he had away games and stuff, we'd always travel. So cricket has been a big part of my life. But last year was the first time that I'd actually come to Lourdes. But yeah,
you keep coming back?
And now I keep coming back. It's like a yearly thing. But yeah, it's really cool.
And
really
cool. How's the food here at Lourdes?
Food is fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, here in the box, it was wonderful today. And then last year we went off to, I don't know where it was, but it was a lovely, Stuart Broad invited us last year, so we're in like a little special place, I think, and had lovely food there as well. So yeah, it's all in all a really good day out. The thing I've learned from it though is that it's very sociable. Not everybody's sort of moving around. There's lots of eating, lots of drinking, lots of talking, lots of reading of the papers. And it's not, I mean, you watch a bit of cricket, but it's not completely focused 1,000% on the cricket. I don't know if that's unfair to say.
No, I think
because it's just
fair,
like, you know, it's just quite, it's quite relaxed. Yeah. And it's, I don't know, it's just a really nice,
it's a good spectator sport,
yeah,
for someone that doesn't really know much about the game.
Yeah.
Because it can kind of exist in the background. You have your picnic, you dip in and dip out. And
yeah,
then the people that are mad keen about it, you can't really talk to them because they just focus on,
yeah,
it. Everyone else is just relaxing.
Yeah, no, so that's what I discovered, and it's actually a really nice way to spend the day. trying to think what else I can tell you about my experiences.
Well, have you ever played the game yourself?
No, I haven't.
What do you reckon you would do, bat or bowl, if you did?
Bats.
Definitely bats.
Yes.
Why is that?
Because I can't throw things. When I throw, it doesn't go in the direction that I want it to, so I think the bowling would be dangerous. But yeah, batting, I think. I quite like to bat.
The age-old question of whether you bat or bowl. Probably slightly unfair to ask it to someone that had never played the game. Well, anyway, with the test ending in a historic victory for India as they won at Lord's for the first time in a test match in 28 years, I thought it'd be worth remembering another special moment for India at this ground. Kapil Dev was here. He, of course, captained India to that historic 1983 World Cup victory. I asked him about that match and the celebrations afterwards.
I still get wonder. I think must be had more than 100 bottles of champagne. Where that come from, I have no clue till today. We celebrated in the Hotel Westmoreland, and the drinks was way past the 11 o'clock. And where the drink come from, still I don't know. I mean, who paid, I don't know. I want to say thanks to everybody. We paid in the beginning, okay, drinks on the house, but after that, it was start coming and people were with the drums, with their traditional, music instrument. It was fantastic.
Well, it sounds like quite a party, and I'm pretty sure the Indian players may be doing the same again this time around. Well, thanks for tuning in to our England v India Test Match podcast special. I'll be back next month with another instalment of the Lords podcast. So remember to follow us on Twitter. Our handle's at Home of Cricket. Be our friend on Facebook. And for all the latest news from Lords, just go to lords.org. See you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.